I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast for Yahoo Sports Canada. I'm your host, William Liu. Joining me once again, Alex.
What up? I thought the Raps were going to sweep, or at least you said it was Raps in five.
Raps in five still on the table, guys. Still on the table, but looking unlikely. I really thought the Raptors would take the first two games. And I mean, they were cruising along. Like, they were playing good basketball. I mean, like, there were some foul calls that, you know, Klay Thompson got hot, and it was like, well, you know, the Warriors are in it, but Raps are playing well. And then the third quarter happened.
Yo, the Warriors played, I think, a really good six-minute stretch. They played six minutes of really good basketball over two games, and it's 1-1.
Yeah. It's not fair. Life's not fair, you know? The Raptors have won six out of the eight quarters so far in two games. Both quarters that the Warriors have won have been the third quarter. The Warriors are, you know, famous for being really good in the third quarter. The Raptors kind of weathered it in game one. Today, it was... I mean, okay, the numbers are this, all right? The Warriors go on an 18-0 run to start the third quarter. The Raptors don't score for like a solid 6 minutes until Fred finally cashes in a corner three. It was a bad stretch, and it wasn't like Nick Nurse wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like he was sleeping at the wheel or anything like that. He called timeout 2 minutes in at the 10-minute mark. The play they set up is a middle pick and roll, some pick and roll for Mark and Kyle, and then they call a moving screen on Mark, so it's a turnover. And then, like, a couple more possessions go by. The Raptors can't score. Nick calls another timeout. This is 7 minutes, 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Raptors come out. Pascal gets the post up and then gets blocked by Cousins. And it was just, I mean, it was one of those things where you don't score. The Warriors come down the other way. They score in transition. And all of a sudden, a game that had been firmly within the Raptors' control, despite it only being a five-point advantage at halftime, quickly became a game that the Warriors fully controlled. And, like, the Raptors made a comeback, but, like, I mean, to me, it looked like the Raptors were playing on tilt. They were playing desperate, and then they started making a bunch of errors. This is what happens when you press like that.
Yeah, no, they were pressing, and I think you were mentioning during the game to me, too, that the Warriors on the offensive end were creating a lot of these 4-on-3 situations, and they found Bogut for, like, two dunks. Ugh. I think Cousins had one. There was at least, like, four lobs. Had one? Yeah, there was, like, four lobs there at one point. And like you said, you know, on the offensive end, I mean, they dialed up their defense, though. That defense
got
dialed up.
For sure.
So, I don't know. Like, even for me, looking at that six-minute stretch, thinking about it now, even if it was a three-minute stretch instead of a six-minute stretch, that makes a world of difference, especially with all the stuff that happened. Klay got injured, his hamstring, you know, didn't play the majority of the fourth quarter.
Apparently, he said he's going to be okay, though.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be okay.
Yeah.
And
he's, like, literally, like, he's on LeBron level of durability.
But, like, Nick went to that box-and-one defense, and they literally did not score until the Iguodala dagger.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was one of those games where it's like the Raptors didn't deserve to win in the third quarter and then had a chance to win in the fourth. And if that game goes on for another, like, 2 minutes, Toronto probably wins.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's like, it's just like everything is just so frustrating about that second half.
I was going to say, you could tell by our voices that we're quite frustrated.
Yeah, we've been partying for like 2 weeks. Like, the Raptors had not lost since Marc Gasol had that embarrassing first quarter against the Bucks. And, you know, it looked like the season was on the brink. They won 4 in a row against Milwaukee.
Yep.
The crowd got to party the entire first game of the finals because the Warriors never made that push. They never made that push.
Never.
And the crowd got to be behind the Raptors for all 48. Tonight, the Warriors, I mean, people paid a lot of money, and you got to see why the Warriors are in their fifth straight finals and two-time defending champions, even without Kevin Durant, even though you keep saying, and it's true, that half their roster is G-leaguers.
I mean, yo, they're G-leaguers, but, like, but Steph is, like, two guys on offense by himself.
And we'll talk about Draymond too. Draymond was incredible.
Draymond was, oh, God.
Draymond's, like, three Kyles.
Yeah, I mean, okay, let's go back to that third quarter run.
Yeah.
part of it for me was, like, I wanted to see who was going to step up during that run, where it was clear that, like, the Warriors were going to, like, assert control. And I just wanted to see who could be, you know, as Brett Brown described, like, that adult in the room with Jimmy Butler or James Butler. Mm-hmm. Even though that's not his name. His name's literally Jimmy. But whatever. Who was going to be James Butler? It turned out the guy who was James Butler was Fred. Who
Fred Sr. Fred Sr., the adult.
But the thing is, like, so, you know, Kawhi was getting hounded a lot. So they decided, okay, we'll take Kawhi off the ball and we'll let Mark try to facilitate to get it to Kawhi. That wasn't really working.
Mark wasn't it.
Pascal, I mean, after having that 32-point game tonight, was very disappointing. 12 points on 5 of 18 shooting. And I can't even believe he took 18 shots. I didn't really notice Pascal for most of the game. And then the guy that really it came down to was, like, I thought Kyle would come in, make a couple of plays, change the momentum of the game. And it just it never happened. And Kyle Lowry tonight, I mean, a very disappointing night overall. I mean, he had 13 points, sure. But, like, he fouls out, and then he has 2 assists in 28 minutes. Like, it's just – it was a bad stretch. It was just a bad stretch. No one on the team could really take control. And it looked like, to me, honestly, it's like – man, what is going on? Like, someone has to just take control of the game and just say, look, we're okay, we got this. And the Raptors have enough advantages, you know, with the way the two rosters are set up. We're like, yeah, there are actual advantages, but they just couldn't get in their offense. And again, you can credit the Warriors, credit Draymond for the way he was playing defense. Credit, obviously, even honestly, DeMarcus Cousins had a great second half after a terrible first half. But, like, ultimately, man, like,
they needed a guy to kind of just...
they were just disorganized. Like, just defensively, there's...
get them back on track.
Yeah, defensively, they were super disorganized, too. Yep. Like, how many times people got lost for back cuts? Like, you know, I'm looking over the film and stuff. Like, even Kawhi got lost for a lot of these things.
Of that is probably communication, too, right? I mean, some of that, you got to give credit to the Warriors coming out with adjustments, sure, things like that. But, you know, going back to your thing about someone had to just grab that game and kind of get it back in control for them. Two guys we should probably talk about is Kyle and Kawhi, right?
Yep.
So Kyle, like you kind of mentioned, you know, obviously a lot of the foul calls are tough, but, you know, he wasn't there in the second half.
No.
And if you compare it to the double overtime game in game 3 against the Bucks, mm-hmm, when he fouled out midway through the fourth, that was a real crisis point for the Raptors because you were without your leader on the court. Whereas tonight when he fouled out, it was like, all right, you know, like it was fine. It was fine. The way he was playing was fine.
I almost felt better when Danny came in just because, like, it wasn't that kind of night for Kyle. Like, he was just, like, he was gambling a lot. I don't know.
Well, the last foul was just bad because they were down 8, and then Fred came down, had a 3 to pull it to 5, missed. Cousins got the rebound, and Kyle just made a swipe at it.
For no reason. On 5 fouls, he's trying to gamble for that, and I'm just thinking, like...
you can't do that in a finals game. I'm just saying... in a finals game, you can't.
I feel like that speaks to the mentality of Kyle in that moment, was like, hey, maybe I'll do this, and this will happen.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, no. What you need to do in that moment is play steady defense, and then come back in the way and get a good shot. Like, you don't need to, like, all of a sudden randomly steal the ball from Cousins. Like,
yeah,
it just wasn't going to happen. And again, when you just have to have better awareness in that moment. And I just thought, you know, throughout the game, the Raptors couldn't really calm it down. But, I mean, look... there were some positives for the rest of the quarter. At least the Raptors won the third quarter. They didn't win the third quarter. But, like, after that 18-0 run, the Raptors responded with a 21-16 run. So,
yeah,
like,
so they had it at 8 going into the fourth, which was fine considering the circumstances.
That felt like a freaking miracle. I'm not going to lie, man.
No, the game felt like it was over after that first 6 minutes in the third quarter. You know, the thing with Kyle was tough. And Kawhi, too. I mean, obviously... 34 points, 14 rebounds tonight, 5 offensive rebounds, but it didn't feel like a truly, like, impactful 34 and 14.
I just felt like the Warriors were kind of making him work for everything.
Yeah, they trapped him really well.
And he had, like, maybe 2 or 3 baskets where he's going through contact and he somehow muscles his way into the basket and it scores, but, like...
it looks pretty ugly when he doesn't get the call.
It does.
There were a couple of possessions that looked really bad. He was just throwing, like, an offhanded, like... one-handed shot, like off-balance one-handed shots. Yep. And the way he was getting to the rim, too, like, I didn't feel like there was any burst with him.
Well, I mean, yeah, there were no those Giannis dunking, Embiid dunking moments. But, I mean, look, I wouldn't put this on Kawhi.
No.
You know what I mean? No. If anything, I thought Kawhi had a couple of defensive plays where he kind of fell asleep. But, like, I mean, overall, like...
Kawhi's smart enough when he's having one of those nights. I mean, look at him. He got to the line 16 times, right?
Got to the line 16 times, got a bunch of rebounds. I mean, there's that one – I mean, we're kind of jumbling up the timeline here, but there's, like, one possession there where you know, Raptors were down five with under a minute left, and then they get three, I think, rebounds on the same play, and they finally get a three, and like
Danny hit the three.
I mean, I don't know.
A really weird second half and a really weird fourth quarter.
Yeah, and look, and you turned to me at one point because the Warriors just kept getting these lobs. Like even when like Steph was out, Clay was banged up.
I literally just asked you what are the Raptors supposed to do?
And I'm just thinking honestly, I don't really know. Like part of it was like mistakes, like they like charged out too much on Draymond. So basically, it was this normal thing, right? Steph runs a pick and roll, Raptors trap, pretty standard stuff. And then Draymond gets in the free space. Now, one thing that the Raptors did well in Game One was like. When Steph had that pick and roll, they didn't necessarily trap. They kind of stayed more level with the screen instead of coming above it. And then they kind of guided Steph into spots where he was in trouble. And Steph still had a great game, but like, you know, it wasn't the same effect as this, where Steph gets the rid of the ball to Draymond. Draymond's heading down towards the rim. And then there's one man there and he's guarding two guys. And then, you know, Draymond's got really good timing and passing, and he literally, I mean, the lobs, they were just killing the Raptors. And the thing was that with the Raptors in Game One was their half court defense was good. Like they were good. Like there were some, you know, moments of slippage. You know, like Steph got a couple of, you know, bogus free throws.
But that's gonna happen.
But they were like, for the most part, they kept the Warriors under control. And then when that happens, when the Raptors are scrambling and they're giving up like literally lobs at the rim, that's when you know the Raptors defense wasn't there. And again, the composure just. It just wasn't good, you know? Like it just wasn't good. It didn't really stop until the Raptors went to that box and one by Nick Nurse. And, you know, to your point, when you turn around, you ask me what are the Raptors supposed to do? I don't know. Box and one was definitely not one of the things I thought of. You know what I mean? And that's, you know, and you got to give Nick Nurse a lot of credit.
A lot of credit, just not just for this game, but like you need against the Warriors, you need to be willing to throw stuff at them and not like wait a game to adjust, right?
Yeah,
in-game adjustments are so key.
Yep.
And to be honest, like, man, if the Raptors made a couple shots there late,
oh man,
like they might have pulled this out. I mean,
because the Warriors went scoreless for like 5 minutes.
I mean, I was pretty content by the going to the fourth quarter. Like, I just wanted them to just kind of pull it together a little bit. Like, sometimes it's just not your night, right?
Yeah.
Like the shots are there. You're not going to make the shots. Like tonight, they made 11 of 38 threes.
Jeez. 29%.
37% from the field. Like, I mean, we've seen the Raptors have these nights, right?
Yep.
So. But, you know, that's the one part that I was encouraged by. If I'm going to be discouraged, if we go back to that six-minute stretch, it's just that this team is so connected when they're playing well, especially on the defensive end. And it just felt like it just snowballed too much, like on both ends of the floor. Like it snowballed too much. Like the Warriors are going to make these runs, and you just got to just stick with whatever processes you're doing. Like keep communicating on defense, keep running your offense, because these runs are coming on the road.
Yeah.
Especially. And like definitely. Multiple runs during a game.
Yeah.
And like I felt like the Raptors did a good job earlier in the playoffs. Like game one against the Bucks, even though they lost.
Yeah.
They pushed back a lot, like in the third quarter especially. Things fell apart in the fourth, obviously. But like, man, against the Warriors, you got to be like mentally tough against those. Like definitely. It cannot snowball like that. Because if that snowballs like that in Oakland, that's a game.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's a game. And that might be two games.
Yeah, and again, the Raptors have to capitalize on some of these games while KD is out. I mean, KD.
Yeah, that's super stressful.
Either right in now. Three, probably in four now that the Warriors, you know, didn't go down.
I think 0-2. There's a chance he doesn't come back.
All the
people have been saying that, like, you know, he's been practicing. He's not been practicing. Like,
yeah.
He's dribbled the ball in the corner and, like, flicked a shot with his hoodie on. Maybe I'm just trying to stay optimistic.
He's on
right
that
now.
Carmelo Anthony plan.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, I mean, say the Warriors win game three and then they announce that KD's back in game four. Like, I think that's the nightmare scenario for the Raptors, right?
Oh, yeah. Listen, Raptors, I mean, game three, I'm not saying it's a must win, but, like, obviously it's going to be
very
important.
It's a must win. I looked at tonight not as a must win, but, like, a very.
Man, we're in the finals. Every game's a must win, all right?
Everyone's a must win. And every game's more stressful and harder than the last one.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. That's just how it is.
You know, again, you know, you got to give Nick some credit for that box one, but I will have to say, like, that's not really going to work when there's two shooters on the floor. Like, box one is great if it's, like, just Steph. And then, like, okay, Cousins can kind of do something on the move. And, like, Draymond can kind of do something on the move. And then it's, like, Quinn Cook, who was surprisingly good. And Sean Livingston. Like, okay. So that's, like, four guys who aren't really that much of a threat to, like, shoot and stuff. And Steph. So then you got one guy chasing around Steph. You can get some help. And then, for the most part, you still have, like, two guys at the rim because of the box. Yeah. that's cool. But as soon as you get another, you get Clay involved and then things like that, like then it's an issue. So I don't think that's necessarily sustainable. I think the Raptors really do need to look at the film and just, I don't know. I mean, one thing they talked about after the game was just like, you know, physicality in game one really suited the Raptors. They were able to guide, you know, players in the right spots. And I think, just defensively, it felt like the Raptors were much more physical in game one. And today, the officiating to start the game, the first half, it was very ticky-tack. Like, the Warriors got 13 free throw attempts in the first quarter alone.
Their first quarter offense was literally free throws and Klay Thompson going off for the first 4 minutes.
Yeah. Like, it felt like the Warriors scored, you know, maybe like 8 good points in the first quarter.
Like, you know how, like, road teams, especially the Warriors, usually come back with a response, like, after a loss? They didn't have that. I didn't feel like they had that. It was like what, a 1-point game after a quarter, and it felt like, you know, the Raptors had this thing under control.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like, I don't know. I just think that, like, I don't think the Raptors were able to play as physically as they wanted to. Mm-hmm. They weren't able to dictate. Because I think when the Raptors are really good and locked in defensively, you can see it. They dictate what kind of shots you're going to get. And it was really impressive to see them do that in game one. I just didn't think it had the same effect here in game two, especially in the second half. But, like, you know, Raptors do make a comeback. They do close it. You know, they had the open threes. I think Pascal had a corner three. Fred had a corner three. Who else had a three? Like Kawhi or something? I don't know. Yep. But there were three straight missed open threes there. Yep. Norm had an open three in the fourth quarter. There was just a lot of, like, opportunities missed. Meanwhile, like, Quinn Cook was splashing, and it was, you know.
And he was celebrating with Steph, even though there wasn't a timeout. Quinn Cook had three.
Wow.
3 of 5.
God damn it, man. Quinn Cook hit. Yeah. God. These G-Liggers really hit some threes on the Raptors.
We should probably talk about the last play then, right?
Yeah. And it settles down to, you know, Raptors grab a bunch of offensive rebounds. Danny hits a three. Warriors have the ball with about 26 or 7 seconds left. Yeah,
2-point game.
So at that point, you got a foul. And the Raptors, because they had to burn some timeouts in that third quarter there, they didn't have any timeouts left. So especially if you have no timeouts left and you're down to, with that amount of time on the clock, you got a foul.
And they had Draymond trapped and could have fouled him at midcourt with like 20 seconds left probably or something like that.
Exactly, right? Yeah. They stepped the ball up, they trapped, they got the ball to Draymond. Draymond was standing at half court. He wasn't really sure what to do with it.
Yeah.
And I think he was waiting for them to be fouled. The Raptors had a golden opportunity, and they were right in front of Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse is in front of that team. Yeah. He was screaming.
He was literally on the court pretty much.
Screaming on the floor, telling them to foul. Yeah. They don't foul. They throw, and Draymond throws a kind of like a, I don't know, he airmails the pass a little bit.
To Steph, right?
Livingston first. In the middle. And then, you know, it was like Kawhi was kind of there, and Kawhi kind of made a contest for the ball, and Livingston just like made a great play to win the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then he swung it over to Iguodala. And at that point, the entire defense was on the left side of the floor. Yeah. There was nobody on the right side. Iguodala, with 5 seconds left, decides, I'm going to actually shoot the ball. And first off, it was a very ballsy decision, okay? Because if he misses that shot, the Raptors suddenly have 8 seconds left with the ball. That, you know, well, I mean, because
they could have literally just held that ball. Even if he takes a shot at the end of the shot clock, there's 2 seconds left. And if you account for, like, the rebound, there's probably, like, a second left on the clock.
Exactly,
right? If you play
it
perfectly.
Exactly. But Iguodala was like, know what? I got this. And he hits the three. And it's like, I mean, what are you going to do?
We said in game one, he hadn't made a three since the Houston series, right?
Yes.
And
for
tonight
more than
he made
3 weeks.
Tonight he made two of four.
And this is in a game where Iguodala got blindsided by a screen by Marc Gasol. It was a clean screen, but just Iguodala didn't see it coming. Lays on the floor, has to go to the locker room, comes back in the second half. Somehow he goes 3 for 3.
Yeah.
And they're all jump shots too, you know? And this is a guy who, anyway.
No, the second half was frustrating.
It was so frustrating. Raps didn't deserve the win. They just didn't.
I think Raps, at least, like, if you zoom out first two games, like, Raps at least shown that, like, okay, you know, setting aside the KD thing for a second, like, this will be a competitive series.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
like, I'm not giving it to Golden State that they're going to win both at home.
No.
Or anything like
not
that.
Yet. Not yet. I mean, if they had KD for both of these, then, yeah, sure, I'll give it to the Warriors.
And, like, but they, the margin of error is just so slim against this team. Yeah. Even if it's just the big three, Steph, Clay, and Draymond.
Yeah.
And all these other guys.
The way that they can dial it up, to be honest. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just play some defense and hit a shot. That's it.
The way that they can dial it up is scary.
It is real
but
scary,
like,
man.
The Raptors have to give a better response than that 6-minute stretch.
Yeah. And I just
think you're not winning a championship if you're going to get beat like that.
You're just not. You got to take punches against the Warriors. It just is what it is, right?
I don't know if it's because they hadn't taken a punch in so long that it rattled them in a way.
There was
like
missed layups and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like you see, like this was like a very classic like Raptors playoff loss. Like you come here after, you talk about it, and there's just like these nine different things that you can say that could have gone another way. But in the end, you conclude that they really didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
They didn't deserve it.
The one thing that kind of scared me a little bit from this game was, okay, so first half, DeMarcus was just getting cooked.
Oh, I was literally telling cooked. You that he was unplayable in this series.
And then second half, I thought, I mean, it was obviously, everything for the Warriors offense is a downstream effect of Steph, right? You know, being able to play in 4-on-3 situations is a product of Steph. And then everyone looks better in the 4-on-3 situation, especially skilled guys like DeMarcus. But like, man, Boogie was just, he was way, way, way better in the second half.
Yep.
And that concerns me a little bit because it feels like, you know, I think Kerr starting Boogie is smart because I think what he saw from game one was that, like, it's a little bit too easy to trap Steph when the guy he's giving the ball up to is, like, Jordan Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, cool. Jordan Bell's rolling to the rim. But, like, if Pascal helps, if anyone helps at the rim, that's going to be a difficult shot for Jordan Bell to make. And it's just different with DeMarcus, right? I think the Raptors respected him a lot more. Obviously, the Raptors sent a lot more attention towards his way. And it's just, it's a little bit tougher. Because it's not only a guy who can make a play on the move, but he can move into a good spot and then, you know, slow it down and turn into a post-up or something. And it's like, he's just a skilled big man. And I think he played a lot better tonight. And I think defensively he played a lot better tonight, which is really a concern. But
and they're probably gonna need Cousins too because Looney had the sprained collarbone.
So we'll see if he comes back. Clay had the hamstring thing.
Yeah, I would assume the Clay thing, he'll be fine. By Wednesday.
It is weird though that he had to come out of the game.
Yeah,
and he was calling for an intentional foul in a close fourth quarter.
That's why it was so frustrating because if that 6 minute stretch is just a 3 minute stretch.
Yeah.
If it's a 10-0 run instead of a 20-0 run.
Yeah.
And say it's a tie game going to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Raps like, have enough at that point. Like, because, again, the Warriors kind of just ran out of bodies, man.
That's It does feel like they left something on the table.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough because it feels like they left something on the table, but they also didn't deserve to win.
No, they really didn't deserve to win.
Yeah.
This is unfortunate.
Man, we've had so many happy podcasts in a row.
I know. You and I are
I did sign kind of like
combo.
A player option of like always opting out when they lose. But I don't want to only be here for the good times.
I was going to say, yeah, we have only had happy
podcasts.
Well,
we only do it on home games, right?
Yes.
So and they've only lost two home games in the playoffs coming into tonight.
That's true.
Game one against DJ Augustin.
Yeah.
And game two against Philly. Other than that, it's been all wins.
All I remember from that game one against Orlando was just me going to do a live show, and I said 0 points like 25 times.
Oh, yeah. So we didn't do a pod there. I think we've only done a pod for one loss, maybe zero. This might be my first one
in a defeat
with you.
This is unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know?
It's okay, though. Listen, the finals are not supposed to be easy. Like, beating the Warriors is not supposed to be easy. Like, it would have been nice. They definitely maybe left something on the table not going up 2-0, but, I mean, I'm not surprised it's 1-1.
No,
I'm
exactly.
I'm not surprised it's 1-1.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
I think it was – okay, so one of the big trends from after game one to game two was, you know, Mark and Siakam. Okay, so the two of them combined for 52 points in game one.
Yep.
Today they combined for 18, and they shot a combined 7 of 25. So, I mean, what's the deal there? Normally you ask me this, but
yo, I'm only here for the jokes and the big picture stuff. I'm also here to say if you're gonna bring up Pascal and Mark too, like need more from Serge.
Yo,
I've seen Serge come in both games.
Just timid. Yes,
yeah. Tentative
I
and just unsure of what
Serge,
to do. Like,
man.
Like you know, crash the boards. Don't just stand at the free throw line. Like go to the board. He's very in between.
Yep.
Like, and that's when he picks up all his fouls and isn't sure what he's doing.
It just seems like the game is too fast.
Yeah, and sometimes he does get that going. Like sometimes he just needs a jumper or a dunk or a block shot to get him going.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to be on the go like right away. Like when you check in with 3 minutes left, whatever, in the first quarter, we can't be bleeding like 2-3 possessions.
Yeah,
we just can't.
There's no room, there's no space to be like, here's like 2-3 possessions to get you going. Like, no, the game's already started, man.
Yeah, like they need whatever performance that they had in the first game and for a majority of the first half. You know, I think we were very encouraged by how they played in game one and the first half tonight. But it also illustrates that you need to play at that level at all times. Like, that's the level the Raptors have to be at to be in this series.
Which is tough. But, I mean,
it's tough, but they can do it.
They've shown it. They can do it. They've won 6 of 8 quarters. Yeah. And I'm not saying I'm crying about it.
You can just suddenly just not believe.
I'm just saying that's evidence that they can actually play, you know?
Don't suddenly. It just felt like they just lost all belief in those 6 minutes.
Like, it was what happened? It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
6 minutes are going to bother me. This is when I hate the 2 off days. The 2 off days is nice after a win.
Yeah.
It's real nice.
It's incredible. Nice. I got like 20 hours of sleep last 2 days.
Man, this is going to be the most stressful week. The 2 games in Oakland.
let's talk about some positives. I liked what I saw from Fred.
Fred's been great.
And you know, you look at the box where you're like 17 points and 17 shooting. Is like,
he's played the best defense on Steph.
He's played great defense on Steph, and he just makes good decisions out there.
Yep.
And this is something I wouldn't have imagined saying about Fred
in
earlier series, but he's really turning around. He had that baby, obviously, and like, it's a different player right now, man. 38 minutes tonight.
Feel great when Fred is out there, to be honest.
I felt great, yeah.
I feel great when Fred is out there.
When Kyle found out, I'm like, no, don't worry. Fred's gonna make better decisions.
Yep.
Like, word?
Yeah. No. You know, it's good to have him.
He's been great.
What else positives? I mean, you could say that, you know, I mean, I hope the 2 days. I mean, Kawhi hasn't looked that, like, spry in the first 2 games to me.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, man.
Like, maybe that's just what it is.
He got 14 rebounds.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm not saying he played bad.
He got hustle.
At some point, you might need, like, a ridiculous Kawhi game on the road, though.
Yeah.
Like, to get one in Oracle, especially with the KD thing, like, Kawhi's got to maybe just own one of those games.
Yeah.
Like, whatever it is, with the playmaking, with everything. Like, you know how he did that in the fourth quarter against the Bucks in Game 5 on the road?
Yeah.
Like, you need that Kawhi. Harder against this team, I know.
Yeah.
But you need something like that.
See, this is like, I really thought that in a closer, tighter kind of game, which I thought like today that was classified as that. And granted, the Raptors had to make this big comeback. But I really thought in those like, you know, grinded out type of games that the Raptors would have the advantage because of Kawhi. And like,
they kind of did in the fourth quarter, though.
It kind of worked, exactly.
They did in the fourth quarter.
And it was just like, yo, they just made too many mistakes. Like, how many guys were just getting back cuts and, like, those stupid little lobs?
They lost one quarter tonight. They lost one quarter tonight. Yeah. That's the whole story.
That's the whole game.
They lost one quarter tonight, and that was it. The other positive, honestly, Nick.
Shout out Nick, man.
It's good to, like, have that trust in your head coach to know that, you know, the adjustments are coming.
Yep.
You know, whether it works or not, whether the players can execute it, whether the Warriors are just too good, all of that stuff is out of his control. But you know he's going to throw stuff, try to figure things out, see what sticks, see what doesn't work. Like, that gives me confidence, too, on the road. Because you're going out there trying to get one, right? Like, let's be realistic. Like, you're trying to get one.
Nick Nurse already said it. You're trying to get one.
If you get game three, KD doesn't come back, you can get greedy, but, like, come back 2-2, figure it out.
Yep. I mean, I don't know. There's no point in really extending this podcast.
No, because we're just going to keep talking about those 6 minutes.
God
and the last
damn
play.
It, man.
And the last play, and that's it. That's it.
Yeah. Of all people, so what happened?
But listen, man.
Iguodala got hit in the head, and he could hit threes again?
Listen,
like, why?
This is what the Warriors do, though. If it's not Iguodala, it would have been Draymond.
Yeah, it's true.
Not Draymond, it would have been Cousins. Like,
it's true.
Or Steph,
at the end
or
of the
Clay.
Day, these are open shots. Like, wide open shots for real pros and stuff.
This is what the Warriors do to every team in the playoffs. It makes you sit here and go, man, if these 8 things went the right way, we would have beat them.
Yeah.
They were beatable.
But they didn't.
They are beatable, but, like, that's why they're so hard to beat.
And I do admire this team for keeping their composure, man. Like,
no, that's why
they're confident. The veteran savviness that just came in, like, Boga coming in for 3 lobs and like 6, like him scoring 6 points in 7 minutes. You know, like, okay, objectively, Serge Ibaka way better of a player than Andrew Bogut.
Yeah.
But like the way Bogut was playing today was like, yo, come on, I'd rather have his 7 minutes than Serge's. You know, so I don't know. Anyway, you know, congrats to the Warriors.
Another positive, Obama was here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Barack Obama.
Barack was here.
Yeah. Showed up with Masai.
Yeah, a flex.
That was a flex.
Yeah, for Obama.
They probably haven't talked since Kenya when Masai made the trade while they were hanging out together.
I'm not reporting anything, and I don't know anything substantial, but I will bet anything that Masai was probably at one point rolled up to Obama and was like, yo, did you make this deal?
And
Obama's like,
consulted.
Are you kidding me?
He definitely consulted. Yo, yeah, definitely. I'm running two two theories, okay?
Yeah.
Number one, sure. Asking for the extra $5 million was Obama's suggestion. Again, not reported. We're just speculating.
Okay.
Number two, Masai definitely ran over his like international data plan on his BlackBerry.
Oh, man.
And probably owes like over his charges to Obama's phone.
I was going to say, yeah. He's probably, yeah.
But your point about consulting.
Luckily, they're owned by a communications company. So
he definitely consulted.
I guarantee you he consulted.
No.
But it was cool that Brock was in the building. He got cool. MVP chance from Raptors fans.
It was super cool.
Who else is in the building?
Is there a golf tournament happening in Toronto?
Yes, apparently. Yeah. Okay. Dan Wyke.
Yeah. Shout out Dan Wyke, LA Times.
I had to turn to the nearest.
Has to deal with sitting next to Will Liu.
I was very muted, except for when the referees were happening.
I keep hitting you every time you get it too out of control.
This is why.
This is like a Nick Nurse, Kyle Lowry situation.
I honestly need a parent at these games.
Yeah, no, I'm Nick Nurse and you're Kyle. Like, I just got to rope you in.
I miss the media gondola, man.
Yeah. We could just wild out
and eat popcorn. Now I'm downstairs. I'm like, I don't know.
Hug Joe Wolfson after the Kawhi dunk on Giannis. My favorite moment from Game 6.
It was very pure.
Okay, so Sergio Garcia was there tonight.
Yep.
Oh, I think Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy was there too.
Yeah, that's honestly. I don't remember.
Bubba Watson was there.
Bubba Watson was there in game one. Not heavy celebrity. I mean, Obama obviously. Right?
I mean, come on, Obama was there.
Yeah, I'm always waiting for like the Rihanna to show up. It's just Rihanna. I'm honestly, whenever I reference A-list celebrities, I just mean Rihanna.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she's gonna be there.
Yeah, maybe in Oakland. Though. Maybe in Oakland.
Who else was there? Alessia Cara sang the national anthem.
Yeah.
Shout out Brampton. Shawn Mendes is there. He's been there a couple of times, so that's nothing special.
How mad would you be if you paid that much money, like your own money, and like they lost? I feel like I'd be pretty upset.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you can't control the result.
Oh, man. Listen, a couple of years ago, I paid in advance, before the series happened, I paid probably $300 to go see game four, 2017 between the Raps and the Cavaliers.
The sweep?
Yeah.
Home sweep, PJ Tucker?
It was...
One of
the most miserable experiences I had, because we were already down 3-0.
Yeah.
And we were talking about like how DeMar needed to have 81 points to have a chance in that game.
Did you try to sell the tickets at all?
It was just fucking impossible, man. They're already down 3-0.
Even just for below face and just recoup a little bit.
Nah, you got to see. At the end of the day, you got to go see LeBron.
I paid $350 once way back when the Raptors, Chris Bosh, when they played the Orlando Magic.
How are you paying $350 for 2008 tickets? Were you sitting courtside?
So, 100 level, like row 6 or something.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, that's good.
Like behind the basket. Behind the basket.
That's good.
That's when they were down, I think, 2-1. They won game 3 back home. They lost. I remember Rashard Lewis was like riding an exercise bike like mid game, and like Nav went to like dap him up, and I got so mad at Nav. I'm like, yo, I was like Will Liu. I was like, why are you fraternizing with the enemy, man?
Why are you fraternizing with Rashard Lewis?
Why are you trying to like get Rashard Lewis like a car deal? Like, come on. And honestly, on the way home, like it was my buddy and I. Like, I didn't say a word. Like, I was so mad that I spent that much money to watch an L. That's what I think about when people like, obviously, I think a lot of these people don't, I mean, the money doesn't matter to them, first of all.
I mean, it probably matters to some people.
Yeah, though. But they, some of them obviously come upon tickets.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of season ticket holders who like will sell half of their tickets to like recoup and make up for the games that they pay for.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. But like, man, if I put out my hard earned money, I mean, tonight wasn't bad. I always worry for like fans who come and like if it's like a 30 point blowout.
Luckily, the Raptors never do that.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, though? Like, if you paid your hard-earned money, come, like, bring a sign, watch the Raptors in the finals, and it's, like, 30-12 for the Warriors, like, after 6 minutes, like, that would suck. Anyways, that won't happen in this series. Raps in 7.
I was going to say, please don't say that.
Raps in 7.
I can see that happening, and ticket prices should be changed accordingly. What else? Who else was at the game? I feel like, Flo Rida did a halftime show.
Yeah, Flo Rida.
I mean,
so right now the list has been ASAP Ferg and Flo Rida.
Yeah, I mean, it's all things considered, it's not bad.
Let's get Fat Joe for Game 5. I have no reason.
Fat Joe did the game, the halftime show of all my AC fan flight. You know, before I was doing this before I was doing this legitimately AA, but like.
He'll still take a fan flight though.
Oh,
AC.
listen, let's do it.
Reach out.
AC, listen, I'm still available. Okay? I'll still tweet.
He did it at Madison Square Garden.
He was at Madison Square Garden, but it was a random game in February between the Raptors and the Knicks, and that was Marc Gasol's debut when he came off the bench and whatever. But like, it was like I couldn't believe Fat Joe was doing that. I think he probably did it for free tickets.
Do you think Fat Joe's too good for that?
Yes.
Really?
Literally all he did was he did lean back, yeah. which reminded me of middle school.
Yeah.
And then he did the
what's
the,
his other hit?
All the way up?
All the way up, yeah.
But that was like up. That was like a decade later, man.
Yo, Fat Joe's not too good for an NBA halftime show in February. Nah, come on.
No, off the strength of Lean Back alone. Watch that video again. There's DJ Khaled is in there and like yeah. a polo and
well,
Kevin
who do you
Hart's
want
randomly
game five?
In there.
Pick a random. Pick a random that you would like to see perform. It doesn't have to be
hip
hop.
These are random.
It doesn't
right?
have to be hip hop.
They could just get Canadians to do this, you know, yeah. but they don't. They could really, because there's local talent, you know, that you know, Drake could probably put like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or get the Blake Murphy plug and get Pup.
I mean, I'm sure Pup would love to do it.
Yeah.
Give me Moji for game five. Free Moji. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, let's just do the
yeah,
stars.
Let's just get this.
First star, Kawhi Leonard, 34 points, 8 of 20 shooting, 2 of 9 from 3. 16 of 16 from the free throw line. It was actually funny that, you know what it is? I was actually very frustrated with the officiating in the first half. And you can see it on my timeline. And, you know, I would really just like to say in the second half, I always forget this, but like with the Tony Brothers crew, it always feels like in the first half, they just screw the home team. They screw them as hard as possible. And then
they bring them back?
And the second half,
they
bring
them back.
And I'm just like, I always forget this pattern. So to Tony, I apologize. But
yeah.
Kawhi got the line 16 times, got 14 rebounds, 3 assists. The one thing that does concern me a little bit with Kawhi is that like the way the Warriors are trapping him aggressively and stuff, I would like to see him get more assists. I thought game one, he got 5.
Yeah.
Today, though, it's only 3. Like
there was a couple times where he just held the ball for a long time.
Yes.
In the
yes.
corners, too, where like he didn't really have a good like line of sight.
Yeah.
Like he should just swing that, right? Just swing it.
Yeah.
Just swing it right away.
I mean, it helps if someone else is on the floor that can make a play.
Sure.
But, I mean, at the same time.
That's the one breakdown with the Raptors sometimes. It's like, I think Danny always says this, too, and he said it after the game. It's like, you can't play hero ball. Like, you got to just yeah. keep playing together. You're not going to beat any good team.
Can't play hero ball. You just got to keep passing it to me.
Just
yeah. for me to turn down a corner three and then reset yeah. the offense with 8 seconds left.
Man, tonight sucked.
Yeah, it was garbage.
Second star, Fred.
Yeah. Fred.
17 points in 38 minutes, 7 for 17, 2 3-pointers. Would have liked if a couple of threes dropped, but, you know, that's how it is sometimes. No, I think he played adequate defense.
And yeah, I thought he stepped up. And I thought he stepped up in major moments.
Well, like you were saying, they needed someone in the second half. And you mentioned, too, like, honestly, Fred was the guy. Fred was the guy, though.
Jeez.
Yo, steady Fred.
When you say it like that,
the steady Freddy prophecy has come true in the finals.
When you say it like that, well, Fred was the guy against the Warriors in a finals game.
Yo, but he was.
Trying to make a comeback. Yeah, it was true, though. It was true.
Yeah.
And then third star.
That's tough.
I'm not giving
it to Nick.
I was going to say, I'm giving it
to
Nick Nurse. I'm giving it to Nick Nurse, all right?
Nick's Q rating has shot up like crazy.
Yeah, definitely. I thought Nick did pretty well today. First off, in the third quarter, you can't blame him. He was trying to call timeouts. He was trying to set up plays. Players weren't executing.
Yep.
A simple pick and roll. Like, what are you doing making a moving screen? But like,
well, Danny said after the game, it looked like they forgot how to play basketball for
yeah.
6 minutes. Yeah.
And then also the boxing one. That was pretty creative. I'm looking forward to seeing what other adjustments.
What else he kind of.
Because you know what it is, though? In a series, I always look at it as which team has to make the first adjustment. And the Warriors were the team that had to make the first
yeah,
adjustment.
So
and credit the Warriors, they got the win tonight. But they were the one that made the first adjustment. The Raptors now have to counter that.
Yeah. I just want to see the Raps have like a steadier performance in game three. It's just for the full 48. Like,
sure.
Just
yeah.
be able to push back. Like, you know, you're a veteran team. You know those runs.
You can
are
do
coming.
This. Like,
you know
you
those
can
runs
do
are coming.
This. You can do
like,
this.
Like, even beating Milwaukee 4 times was pretty tough.
Yeah.
Like, you got past that. Like, you can at least give yourself a chance on the road. Give yourself
yeah.
a chance.
Yeah. Steal a game.
Give yourself a chance.
And then Gerald Henderson.
Are we going to give it to Quinn Cook, Iguodala?
Yeah, honestly, Quinn Cook, Iguodala, Andre Bogut. Like, there's a couple options here.
We'll give all three. They can share it. But the Bogut lobs, the Iguodala three.
And those,
and
those
two
stupid
Quinn
Cook
the
threes,
three Quinn
man.
Cook threes, yeah.
God damn. There was that one where they had trapped Boogie. Fred was over. They were about to get the ball away, and then Boogie somehow finds him. Like, it's annoying. But, yeah, the Warriors supporting guys. They really
and that's
up
all
tonight,
they need,
a
couple threes from those guys, and it makes the difference.
Yeah,
it's a
it
world
really
difference.
Is, man. And then the Patrick Patterson Award. You know what? I'm giving it to Kyle.
Yeah, I
knew
you were doing
it. I mean, look, it's not the slander Kyle. You know what I mean? I was very happy to see him play in the finals.
If you're going
to
win
I'm
a championship.
Still waiting a little bit to see
if you win
the
a championship,
finals.
You need a better Kyle.
You do.
You need
you
a
really
Kyle.
Do.
You
I miss Milwaukee Kyle. Kyle and I remember him, we were here like, you know, a couple days ago. We were saying, oh, look, you know, we think the Kyle Lowry slander is over. You know, and I told you, if Kyle had a game like he had in game one and they lost, certain, they're man. Slandering.
I was certain. I get too excited.
Yeah, Kyle, I listen. Kyle, you know you're better than this,
I'm
man.
I'm so happy for him when he gets those Lowry chants and stuff. I
stop
feel like
fouling.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop it. Get some help. Stop it.
Come on, Kyle.
You got five fouls. Don't swipe for the ball,
I bought
man.
A Kyle Lowry NBA Finals shirt this week. Come on. Come on.
Did you actually?
Yeah, man. It's got to have, you know, I need it to have value in like 10 years.
Well.
Please, Kyle.
The one time Kyle went to the finals. And won. All right. Stole that Raps
no,
in five minutes.
Honestly, man. Like,
no, I'm kidding. Raps in seven.
We're frustrated after a loss, obviously, but it's a long series.
Yeah.
It's a long series. Yeah. If it comes back 3-1 and KD's playing, then okay, fine. But
again, KD, don't come back.
KD, you're going to ruin basketball and everyone's going to hate you.
Literally
the only storyline.
Yeah. No one's going to be slandering the Raptors people are going to slander Raptors.
Also,
but
I think Warriors fans want to see the Warriors win it without KD.
It's legitimately more fun to watch the Warriors play this style of basketball than when KD comes back.
The Warriors have to fight for it because it makes me respect them more, too.
Yes. You, like, earn a win, please. Like, today, I respect you for the way they played. Like, they made adjustments. Draymond really stepped it up. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Steph was playing great as always. Steve Kerr made some adjustments. The role players, you know what I mean? Like, they made plays and they won the game, period. That's great.
It makes you appreciate guys like Draymond a whole lot more.
Yes. Because otherwise, it's just, oh, look, wow, here's KD. Oh, he pulled up from 30. And they did it for like four possessions in a row. And the game's over.
No,
like
when it's KD, they can, like, here, mess man. Around for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And they can trail by five and win. Yeah. That's legit just what happens.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't even care to come in and break down anything with you.
No. It's just like, oh, look, the team with
it's
KD
It's like, here's
won.
KD with two pull-ups.
So, KD, listen, bro. Just don't play.
KD, man.
Don't play.
If you listen to this, leave a rating, man.
He definitely.
Would love to hear
definitely
your burner
to this.
Account comment.
Yes, please do.
KD, just, yeah.
Yeah.
Just let the fans have a. When's the.
A competitive finals.
There hasn't been a fun finals in a few years.
Because of you. Because of you. KD getting slandered every podcast. I don't care.
Yo, KD's probably getting slandered on like Warriors pods too, man.
Good. Good. I'm sure. You know Warriors fans love seeing this more. So, Alex, I wish we could have done this in happiness, but we didn't.
No, it's all right, man.
Now I got to go on the road.
Next week, game five. Have fun on the road.
Yep.
And hopefully it's 2-2 next time we chat, and we'll see what happens in game five.
Yeah, listen, I know there are a lot of Raptors fans in the Bay, all right? I'm pretty sure 95% of them are Waterloo grads that are there to work in Silicon Valley. But
Let's go.
I want to see you guys at the game.
Put those Jeremy Lin Warriors jerseys away. Let's go.
Oh, man. That's a real collector
or,
item
or
right
just
there.
Like the Santa red or something.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, seriously, man.
Yo, come out. Come out, honestly.
Yo,
I'm not as scared.
I personally know a couple of Raptors fans that are out in, you know.
Not as scared of that Oracle crowd. I'm not. I don't think the Raptors should be stressed about the Oracle crowd. I mean, they get pretty loud during the runs, but.
Yeah.
It's more the team, man. Execute.
Yeah.
Follow Nick Nurse's flawless game plan for game three.
Let's go. By the way, shout out Nick Nurse for. I mean, this is the first time I've seen him lose his composure. The first time.
Yeah.
And he was telling his screaming at his team to go foul, and they didn't foul.
Yeah, well, Kyle has said a few times now that Nick has only screamed at the team twice this year.
Yeah.
And one of them was after the DJ Augustin loss. He apparently came in the next day in a film session and just yelled at everyone and told them he was disappointed. This is in the Jackie McMullen profile,
yeah,
by
great,
the way.
Great piece. Great
on
piece.
ESPN, if you want to look that up.
Great but, piece. I mean, yeah. Everyone's read a million Nick Nurse. Oh, look, Nick Nurse was in England, and then he went to Iowa, and then he went to the NBA.
No. Every article starts with, we're sitting in Nick Nurse's office, and here are the books and the music that he has on his shelf.
He has a guitar in the back, yeah. And... he has a
no, this is good.
Ultimate guitar tabs.
Masai was
open.
Definitely angling to make Nick look good with a couple quotes in there, though.
It helped. He's like, actually, I didn't want to hire Bud. I picked you over Bud. That's why I made you wait 2 months to hire you.
I told you, this is the JV, you're better than Drummond.
Yeah.
The coaching version of it.
Yeah.
No, but shout out to Nick, man. I saw him on the jump. I saw him on the jump, too, with Rachel. Like, mm-hmm. He handled himself well.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm not saying Nick was unlikable before, but Nick's very likable right now.
Nick has just had like negative swagger, and now he has like
yeah.
Nick Nurse swagger.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a no. very specific swagger.
And you know what? It's not easy. I know he has Kawhi. This is a really good team, but like rookie coach in the finals, like that's respect, man.
Yeah, respect Nick Nurse. All right, so
yeah.
Well, that's for the podcast. As always, please rate, review, subscribe to Wrap This Up Everything. You know, there'll be more shows when I'm out in Oakland.
It's not over.
It's not over.
Far from
just because they lost one game, it's not over.
Far
all right?
From over.
Believe in the city. Raps in 7.
Let's go.
I've changed my Raps in 5 prediction. We're Raps. I found my senses.
This guy
it's
wanted
Raps
to go
seven.
Viral so bad.
Listen, man, if they won tonight, I would have looked so damn good with my.
You
Raps
looked
in 5.
At me and said Raps in 5 in the first half, and yo, what yo, happened?
Don't expose.
What happened?
Don't expose.
Yo, fans, go after this man on Twitter right now.
I'm a curse. It's true. So. Anyway, thanks for everyone listening. I'll be back in Oakland. Peace.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.